Take your phone out and pass it to the end of the aisle. Do it right now. I'm serious. Do it. Get your phone out. Pass it to the end of an aisle. The person at the end of the aisle will put him underneath her chair. Go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You can do it. I'm serious. Come on. Pass him. Pass him to the end of an aisle. You'll survive. For all of you who are just sneaking in right now, if you got a phone, it's got to go to the end of the aisle. Unless you're on call. I'm channeling Judge Judy right now. It's so much fun. Okay? Where are all the phones? Did you pass them or are you just faking it? Pass them? Did everybody pass them? Good. Bunches? Bunches of phones? Bunches of phones everywhere? Serious? Okay. Ready? How did that make you feel? Free? Uneasy? Uneasy? Okay. Now, I'm going to say to you that the longer you go, the more uneasy you're going to become. All right? Because, I mean, it's one thing to go a couple of minutes, you know, the crazy woman, she's making me give up my phone. Just wait until we're an hour down the pike and you reach for it. Okay? All right. We're talking about screen addictions. And just in case you thought you didn't have one, I mean, maybe you don't. How many of you do not have a smartphone? Raise your hand, you holy and or poor people. Now, I would like to say to you that I'm better than you, and I don't have a screen addiction, but my husband's here, and he would stand back there and scream, liar! Well, so we're going to talk a little bit about technology and screen addictions. Here's a very brief history of the world and new scary technologies. Now, I'm going to read you a quote. I'm not going to tell you who wrote the quote or what the technology is that the person is talking about. Okay? See if it rings any bells with you. Those who acquire X will cease to exercise their memory and become forgetful. They will rely on this to bring things to their remembrance by external signs instead of by their own internal resources. Does it sound a little familiar? And as for wisdom, your pupils will have the reputation for it without the reality. They will receive a quantity of information without proper instruction and in consequence be thought very knowledgeable when they are for the most part quite ignorant. Now, what is that quote about? Books. Books. It was written when writing was first being put into book form. Get it? It's kind of amazing, isn't it? Because we could take that quote and quite easily say that it's the internet or our smartphones. So, here we go with some technologies that began very uncomfortably, and yet things that we're quite familiar with. The written word, the wheel and the domestication of the horse, metals, the printing press, the compass, magnifying lenses, paper currency, the steam engine, electricity. Who would have ever thought that electricity would do what electricity has opened the door for us to do? Would have ever thought that? The telegraph, telephone, and television. who even uses the telegraph, telephone, and television anymore? Right? I mean, it used to be cable, but no, not now. You just stream whatever you want. Or you don't even do that, you just game. Or whatever you want to do. Antibiotics. That's a good thing, right? But then there's also the sort of drug-resistant viruses. Now, is antibiotics good? Well, yeah, but you never know quite what's going to happen with the new technology. The new technology may seem good, but then you never know what's going to happen. There's no way to know. And computers, which, I mean, how many of you have a personal computer besides your phone that it's not in your pocket anymore? See, we all do, right? In our house, my husband and I have a Mac, because I'm just that cool. I have a Mac and an iPad, and my husband has a laptop and an iPad, and we both have smartphones, and we have a boarder who has all of that as well. So we're very comfortable with this, aren't we now? Just so comfortable. I have connectivity all the time. And recently, when I've traveled outside of the country, I've made sure I had connectivity. Because God forbid that I should be someplace and not be able to text with someone. Do you know that people generally don't make appointments anymore? I mean, among friends, you know, used to say, I'll meet you 4 days from now, and we'll meet at X restaurant. Young people don't do that at all now. They text. Before I can call my children, I have to text them. That's the rule. And I have to say, call. Because it's one thing to text, it's another thing to actually speak, and they have to actually have time to speak to you, and you can't assume that they're going to have time to speak with you. So you don't call unless it's an emergency. See how things have changed? And changed so rapidly. The internet has changed and will continue to change each of those technologies. Who needs a compass or a clock or paper currency? Do you even use paper currency? I mean, a little, right? But like all the time? There's two groups of people in my life that I write checks to. And they're people who don't take my debit card. I don't even write checks anymore. Who needs to travel anywhere when there's virtual reality? You know, and that seems like, oh, come on, Elise. I'm telling you, I was talking to someone who is the president of a very well-known computer Bible company, Bible computer company, and he said that in 10 years, almost all education will be virtual reality because people are not going to travel. Why would you spend the money to travel when you can do what you do online? And you wouldn't have to go to Siberia. Just a little joke about the weather. I live in Southern California. And you guys can say, oh, it's going to be 50. And I'm like, no, that's 20 below. Because if it's not 70, there's something really wrong. Who needs a telegraph or a landline or a television? See, why even have a television? If you got a decent PC, just stream whatever you want to watch. You can do everything on demand, you know that, right? So all the junk you want to watch that you want to watch without commercials, just do it all on demand. It's easy. And a landline. Who has a landline? The old people all have landlines. I have three adult children and none of them have landlines.